Hi, this is dictation for patient Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 5/22/1966. Date of accident is 12/1/2022. And date of service is 6/5/2023. Miss Angela Alston is alleged to have been a victim of an automobile accident on 12/1/2022 in a frontal collision leading to severe headaches and a history of forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, and also symptoms of neck pain and a lower back pain and pain in the right shoulder. These pains were quite severe to begin with and were associated with also pain in both the hips and both knees and the right leg, and both hands were found to be numb and tingling, 1, 2, 3 fingers. The right shoulder pain was constant to 10 and was not able to lift beyond 90 degrees. Headaches, however, were mild. Patient was provided physical therapy, chiropractic care, home therapy, and medications. And currently, the patient has reported that she is not improving, and her pain in the shoulder, left shoulder, is severe, and she is unable to lift beyond 90 degrees of abduction. Pain in both the hands and 1, 2, 3 finger is constant. Pain in the low neck, mid back, and lower back is also constant. She also has pain in the knees, both of them, and right ankle and foot. All of these pains are reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected as follows, all the way to the tune of 9. The sleep is affected 9. The mood, work, and the enjoyment of life are affected 8. General activity is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 5. Patient does not feel any better. She also reports that she cannot tolerate Tylenol with codeine, which makes her sick, and she wants to change it to Narco for pain relief. The patient system review is from the chart, along with additional history, along with substance abuse and the compliance history. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 157 over 84, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 5/4/2023, dictation number 0505-011, along with diagnosis plan. I have discussed the MRIs of the left shoulder. This shows that the patient has supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Tendonitis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon. Subscapularis tendinosus and extra-articular biceps tendon. Inflammation for which injection treatments will bring forthcoming faster relief. Regarding her lumbar MRI, there is a issue of the disc bulge at L2-3 with ligament and phloem thickening. Facet arthropathy is noticed at L3 and 4. There is an anterior listosis with superimposed symmetric disc bulge, ligament of phloem thickening, and anterior listosis and facet arthropathy with the pressure on the both stenosis of both the L4 nerve roots. In L4 L5 patient has a symmetric disc bulge, ligament of phloem thickening, and disc bulge and facet arthropathy. L5-S1, there is a herniated disc at L5-S1 with a symmetric disc bulge and a bilateral S1 nerve roots. Retrolisthesis disc bulge and facet arthropathy. For these, patient has been advised to try 4 to 6 injections of lumbar epidural steroid injections. In the cervical spine, patient shows C3-4 bulging disc with facet arthropathy and disc bulge. C4-5 anterior listosis with uncovering of the disc and superimposed posterior disc osteophyte complex. resulting in mild spinal canal narrowing, anterior listosis and facet arthropathy. At C5-6, there is a posterior disc ossified complex, resulting in mild spinal canal narrowing, uncovertebral facet joint arthropathy and left and mild right neural foramina stenosis. At C6-7, there is a symmetric disc bulge with annular fissure superimposed on a posterior disc ossified complex, resulting in mild spinal canal narrowing. Disc bulge is present as well. Uncovertebral facet arthropathy is present. The patient has been advised about all of these findings, and injection treatments have been advised for bringing rapid relief. And patient has been informed about surgical options as well, and we have offered several surgeons to go and see her. Medication-wise, patient was provided with the Norco 7.5 milligram twice a day. Sorry, 10 milligram once a day, 30 tablets, and a Flexeril, 10 milligram three times a day. The patient was ordered to continue therapy three times a week because she still has a sacroiliitis, shoulder pain, and laser treatment has been ordered for her. Her disability continues in work and hospital replacement and transportation. Patients referred to chiropractor also, and hopefully that, and a Onlux photobiomodulation was ordered also today, and a compounding cream has been ordered along with naltrexone 1 milligram capsule to bring further pain relief. The patient forgot her medications, which were Mobic, Flexeril, Acifex, Xanax, Zoloft, and Lyrica. And we will request her to come back and pick those medications up. Thank you. That will be the end of dictation. She'll be seen in 30 days' time for follow-up visit and injection treatment soon, as soon as is possible.